Christians mount the pulpit to preach the word of God to their followers on Sunday, while Muslims listen to sermons on Fridays. This, however, does not seem to have any positive effect on the attitude and behavior, as day in, day out, there are increasing spates of indiscipline in all facets of national life. The question many ask is whether the people are refusing to follow the tenets of the Bible or the Quran. On the line now is the General Secretary of the National Association of Charismatic Churches, Reverend Titi Ofe, and we want to find out from him this negative twist in our psyche. Now, Reverend Ofe, what do you think really accounts for the increasing spate of indiscipline in the country?
Good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity. First and foremost, I want you to note that churches have played a very important role in the development of people's character in this country. And you can imagine this society without the role of the churches. And so, for me, the role of the church in helping build, shape the character of individuals within a country, which will reflect on how disciplined or indisciplined we are, is very, very crucial. And these have been done very well by the churches. However, you know that development of a person's character and discipline starts from the home. The home has a responsibility. It also starts from the schools. The school also has a responsibility. And then also the church as well. And then even the community and society where people grow up or have roles to play in terms of the development of a person's character, which will eventually reflect how disciplined the person is or how undisciplined the person is. So it doesn't only fall at the doorstep of the church, but the entire society. And I think that we should broaden the discussion so that we can find solution to this level of indiscipline within our society.
Okay, talking about the larger society. Now, some people maintain that most public officials and society at large are alleged to be corrupt because most of the messages from the pulpit are centered on prosperity.
I think that these are right concerns. For us as an association ourselves, we haven't been very happy with the level of materialistic approach to preaching, where emphasis is based basically on what people can get. But you see, you also have to understand that the pulpit is not only addressing the spiritual needs of people. The pulpit is also used to address some physical needs of people. Looking at the economic situation in the country at the moment, we have seen a lot of pastors who are shifting to trying to encourage people as to how they can generate income and all those things. In attempt to do that, in attempt to educate people as to how they can survive within the economic situation, we have had a few pastors who have gone overboard and have focused basically on just the physical development of man and leaving out the spiritual development of the entire human being, which is of concern to us. But then when you take the argument further, you will notice that basically what churches do on Sundays is just 1% of what pastors really do. There's what we call in pastoring, what we call the micro-pastoring and the macro-pastoring. What is done on Sunday in the pulpit is what we call the macro-pastoring, which is just 1% of what we really do. But the micro-pastoring itself, where the church itself has systems within departments, youth groups, women groups, that's where really the church work is done. When you do your investigations very well and you go into that level where the real church work is done, you realize that most time is devoted into the spiritual development of the person, the character development of the person, etc., etc. I hope you understand. So the perception that churches are becoming materialistic and they're only preaching about is only based on what churches do, just 1% of what churches really do. But I can assure you that there are a lot of churches that are doing the right thing. They are preaching the right messages and they are doing the right counseling for people.
Okay, thank you very much, Reverend Titi Ofe.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do believe this issue should be addressed by the many churches that are actually doing the right thing. That was Reverend Titi Ofe, who is the General Secretary of the National Association of Charismatic Churches.